This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, President Trump planning to impose a 50% tariff on all Brazilian imports, what that could potentially mean for the price of coffee. We have the tariff on copper upcoming. I mean, it's enough to make your head spin, but there's one guy, he's a Connecticut resident, and if you've seen the movie The Big Short, and I'm sure you have, Danny Moses was one of the guys that this movie was based on, and he is one of the finest financial minds out there, and he joins us now live. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, John.
So, Danny, let me start with this. I mean, these tariffs, now we got, you know, the threat with the Brazilian tariffs and the copper tariffs, and can you break this down for us? First of all, what does it mean in terms of impact to the stock market, and then what does it mean in terms of impact to people's pocketbooks?
Well, the whole premise of the tariffs was kind of misguided. You know, if you have a trade imbalance with a certain country, obviously there's certain countries like Bangladesh which can't buy what we sell them, but we can buy what they sell us, and that's really through U.S. companies. So effectively, if you're Nike making shoes in Vietnam and there's a tariff comes in, who do you think pays for that? It's either Nike or the consumer, so it gets passed on. But there's three main reasons for these tariffs, right? There's three kind of buckets, either to get some type of government revenue, there's a national security issue, or it's just like a forced policy change, which is what we saw overnight with Brazil, where Trump didn't like the way that the former president was being treated, being accused of a coup. So it's all BS because we have a trade surplus with Brazil is the point. So the problem here, John, is that it creates uncertainty. People have learned, as they call taco, Trump always chickens out to kind of trade through it because they realize the odds of these things going through and what that would mean to the economy would be devastating. And so it's a lot of noise right now, but then again, as an investor, you have to kind of understand what's going on and trade through it, which makes it difficult.
So, Danny, I know a lot of our listeners have seen you on CNBC and heard your commentary. I wanted to ask you about this. You've described recently the current market as overly optimistic, despite, you know, the threat of tariffs and global trade tensions and all that. So what signs should investors look for that the market is kind of mispricing these risks, or, you know, what's going on?
I guess you got to look at market structure. So you effectively, you know, the top 10 stocks in the S&P 500 are basically 50% of the market itself. So it's not a great representation of the overall market. At the same time, within the U.S. economy, you have a handful of people that are controlling the wealth in the country. So I think what I'm saying is that it's not a great indicator, but the wealth effect of the stock market is massive, meaning when the market goes higher, it creates a, you know, positive consumer sentiment. And when it's lower, it can feed on itself the opposite way. But the things that people should be looking at, you know, the one thing that everyone's focused on here is 10-year yields. And I think it's important to understand that the Federal Reserve only controls the short end of the yield curve. And so when Powell gets browbeat by the White House to effectively cut rates, if you were to do that and cut short-term rates, what's Fed funds, obviously, it could drive 10-year yields actually higher, because the thought could be that there's inflation that would come as a result of that. So there's a delicate line here, but I would say watch 10-year yields as a key indicator, because we have so much debt. And keep in mind, we just passed this tax budget bill. We haven't had to issue new debt for a long time. We weren't allowed to issue debt, and now we are. So there's trillions coming on here. So something people should watch, but just stay informed of what the Federal Reserve actually controls and what they don't, because I think that's the big impact on the market.
So, Danny, I'm almost afraid to ask this question, but given your experience and frankly, your brilliance during the subprime crisis, are you seeing any parallels right now in the markets or in any of the market sectors to what you saw then?
You know, the one thing that kept the mortgage market going at the time was the thought that home prices never go down. And if home prices never go down, this is in 2004 and five, then what's there to worry about? Because all these derivatives and leverage in the system was based on home prices. So that was the misnomer. And Moody's and S&P and the rating agencies that gave AAA ratings was a false sense of security. So that's what drove this. And I'll go back to what I just said. I think that the 10-year yield is the grading mechanism, is the thermometer, so to speak, on the market. It's going to tell you what is the credibility of the U.S. by foreign investors. Meanwhile, foreign investors, like the largest holder of U.S. treasuries, you know, are over in Japan. And what do? We send a tariff letter to them, but nowhere in the tariff letter do we say, and as the largest foreign holder of U.S. treasuries, we appreciate your partnership. So that's what you need to watch, because the whole economy is financialized and it's levered. And so that's the most important thing. So the misnomer here, John, of the false sense of security, I think there's two things. It's the 10-year yield and it's the U.S. dollar. And I think that's the other fallacy. So a weak U.S. dollar is good for multinational earnings, right? Because they sell stuff overseas. But at some point, if the dollar weakens enough and yields rise, that's a tough place to be too, because the dollar as the world's reserve currency, while it's still dominant, is dropping. And it's dropping quite quickly here. So a lot in there, John, just, you know, between trade policy, fiscal policy, monetary policy, there's a lot to watch and uncover. And I would just tell people, if you own quality stocks that are self-funded, meaning clean balance sheets, maybe they return capital and the cash flow generative, then you're in great shape. And you just got to own quality in these type of markets. And when the markets drop like this, you add to those. And the flip side of that is, if you own stocks, you know, are kind of junky to a degree, when the market rises, this is a great time to kind of clean up your portfolio, is what I would say, John.
So I have about a minute left, and I'm going to make this conversation even more complicated. And that is a headline that I read this morning. Hopefully you can help me make heads or tails of it. And if you can't, that's fine too. Bitcoin soars to a new all-time high above 112,000 as traders liquidate shorts. Most of the audience probably doesn't even understand Bitcoin, myself included. What do you make of what I just read, the headline?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
Well, Bitcoin is kind of digital gold. You know, I'm a gold bug. Like I've been on this gold trade for about 10 years, and they serve kind of the same purpose, right? The debasement of the dollar, uncertainty of policy, quote, shouldn't be touched by the government. It's, well, gold is a hard asset. Bitcoin's not, but it's still deemed to be used that way. And now there's more applications being used for Bitcoin. And so the one thing, though, that's scary to me about this Bitcoin is you have a bunch of companies, MicroStrategy or what's called Strategy now being the biggest, that issue debt and equity to go buy Bitcoin and in the open market. Yet the value, now hang with me on this, the net asset value of these companies that are doing it, that are publicly traded, is sometimes 2, 3, 4 times the value of the underlying asset, which is Bitcoin. So I tell people out there, if you want exposure to Bitcoin, do it through the ETFs, because effectively your custodian would be BlackRock or Fidelity. Mm-hmm. So they have a bunch of them there. That part I don't understand, how people express their trade. And John, I'm the wrong guy to ask about Bitcoin because I wasn't a believer 10 years ago. So I'm the wrong guy to talk about it. I just kind of see it. I understand it, why people want to own it. And it's really just, you know, it's a hedge against the incompetency of the U.S. government and the U.S. dollar, in my opinion. So
Danny Moses is one of the brightest financial minds out there. You might know him from The Big Short, but he's also a Connecticut resident. And like I said, a super bright guy in these areas. Danny, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
John, thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.